This is Wired Wednesday with Ben Wilson.
Wired Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. And as always on a Wednesday, we're joined by local tech expert John Beeler to talk all things techie. How's it going, John?
It's going great, Ben.
All right, so let's start with a pretty secretive project Google's working on regarding drones and internet from the air.
Yeah, it's been reported by The Guardian that Google's working on a secret project called Skybender. And what this is a project to give internet from the air to the ground using solar-powered drones. So they're envisioning having thousands of these super high-altitude drones flying over cities and even rural areas to give them internet access at even faster speeds than we currently have on our cell phones in the very near future.
Now, how high would these things be flying?
They say high altitude, so I would imagine that's probably as high or higher than what a commercial airline would go, like in the tens of thousands of feet.
Now, would they be about the size of a regular drone you see right now or bigger?
No, these look like pretty big winged aircraft, not like a traditional drone or a quadcopter, which typically gets associated with the term drone. These look like just really big, wide glider-type devices.
And when might this be available?
They don't say. It's just an ongoing research project. They apparently have permission to continue the tests until July in the desert of New Mexico. So perhaps maybe later this year or next year we'll hear more about it.
All right, pretty cool. This is also a pretty cool thing, too. Tell us about the Phoenix exoskeleton.
Yeah, the exoskeleton project, it's been around for a couple of years, and it's based out of the robotics lab at the University of California, Berkeley. And they finally got to a point now where they actually have an actual product that people can purchase. And it's the Phoenix Project, and it's about a $40,000 robot that you wear. It weighs about 26 pounds, and essentially it's to give people mobility that would be traditionally, you know, stuck in wheelchairs. Using buttons and these crutches that the wearer uses while at the same time as wearing these exoskeleton legs, it actually controls the motors and allows them to walk.
You mentioned a $40,000 price. Do you know if medical insurance might cover the cost?
It's very possible, yeah. And also, because of the nature of these devices and the fact that it is modular, I could see clinics getting these types of things and then basically loaning them out to people during their rehab or whatever, as well as people that need it more on a more permanent basis, being able to get coverage from medical coverage insurance for that.
Yeah, for sure. And is it available now?
It is available now, which is, again, a very unique thing. A lot of these types of technologies are sort of stuck in labs forever, and this is actually an actual product now.
And finally, I understand Microsoft is working on making watching professional football games even better.
Yes, with the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, they thought it was a good time to show off their HoloLens project in a whole new way that we haven't really seen before. And they put out a pretty fancy video that shows you what, in a very near future, using the HoloLens project that they have coming, how you're going to experience sporting events. And it's pretty impressive. Just imagine looking at a 40-inch TV in the middle of your room, and then you put on the HoloLens, and it basically extends the image of your TV to the full size of your wall. And for anything like replays or the play-by-play with annotation, that would just magically appear in front of you on top of your nachos on your coffee table. And when you need to see a player stats and bios, they just magically appear right to the left of the TV in full size, you know, through your HoloLens augmented reality visor.
So you actually wear a headset. Is it like a virtual reality kind of headset?
It's similar to a virtual reality headset, but it doesn't completely block your view. So you still have a view of the room and your surrounding about you, but there's a little glass frame in front of you that actually is where the augmented reality is projected onto. So it's a supplemental image to what you're actually seeing in the real world.
Very neat. And how much do you know, and is it available?
It's not available yet. It's something that I've been working on for a couple of years now, and it's coming soon, and they haven't set the price, but I think like a lot of these virtual and augmented reality devices, expect it to be a couple hundred dollars per unit. And it's, you know, it's got a lot of development support behind it with Microsoft and Google, and a few other companies have them also. It's kind of a race to who can get the best finished product to the customers as fast as possible.
Yeah, for sure. Well, John, that's all of our time, and we'll talk to you again in 1 week's time.
Sounds great.
That's local tech expert John Beeler. Listen for Wired Wednesday every week right here on the News 11:30 Evening Show. Coming up in just over 60 seconds, we'll check traffic and weather together on the ones.